Hello?
Hi.
Hello, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We can definitely go ahead and proceed in that case, sir. And also, I would just like to ask you a few questions. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Arizona.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with the most? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Latina, Black, African American, Native American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, mixed race?
Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born, please?
1999,
thank you very much. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November's election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Well, you probably vote.
Certain.
Are the chances? Sorry?
Certain to vote. For sure.
Certain to vote. Mm-hmm. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Unity is a nation.
Unity is a nation. Okay, thank you so much for that, sir. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
Democrat. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably Joe Biden again.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for while others are still considering their options, regardless of who you plan to vote for. Please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. A Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
100.
Donald Trump?
50%.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Gallegos.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
Do you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic somewhat? Democratic Party somewhat more or much more?
I say somewhat more.
Okay. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
And somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
somewhat agree. Thank you so much. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly.
And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Agree or disagree?
Agree and strongly agree.
Thank you. And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Agree or disagree?
Agree and strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay, do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
I appreciate your opinion, sir. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
What was the question?
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote in the 2024 election for that
program? More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely as well.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
No, much more likely.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Same options.
More likely as well.
Much more likely as well? Or somewhat more likely?
Yeah. Much more likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same options.
More likely.
More likely. Somewhat or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
I actually have to go, sir, but I appreciate your time.
You have to go?
Yes, sir.
Oh, but we're almost done.
How much longer?
We're at 57%.
Oh, I'm trying to eat dinner with my family.
You're trying to eat dinner with your family? Okay.
Yes, sir.
No answers. Thank you so much for your
time. I just wanted to be polite, and I didn't want to hang up on you because you seem like a nice guy.
Oh, no worries. I understand you're busy.
Appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.